Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. Two people were arrested following a high-speed pursuit in Pottawatomie County early this morning. A warrant has been issued for another man. The sheriff's office says the incident occurred at around 2:36 a.m. Deputy Jean Curlin was traveling south on Railroad Highway from Neola when two vehicles were observed driving north on Railroad Highway at the 27,000 block. Deputy Curlin attempted to catch up with the two vehicles, and as the patrol car got closer, the vehicle started to speed up. Both vehicles entered the town of Neola. One turned left onto 6th Street, and another turned left on 5th Street. The one that turned on 6th Street turned around and drove back onto Railroad Highway, and then also made a left turn on 5th Street. Deputy Curlin turned onto 5th Street and activated the emergency lights and sirens. Curlin could only see one of the vehicle's taillights travel onto 290th Street and continued to follow the vehicle with speeds reaching 77 miles per hour. At the intersection of York Road and Tustin Avenue, Deputy Curlin located a red Chevy Cobalt in the north ditch, unoccupied, with the rear passenger side door open. Deputy Travis Breitkreutz, Corporal Mark Freeman, Iowa State Trooper Jimmy Bullington, Harrison County Deputy Dallas Clemens, and Cass County K-9 Deputy Kyle Quist arrived on scene for assistance. After setting up a perimeter around the vehicle, Deputy Quist announced that he was going to release his K-9 over his patrol vehicle intercom. At that time, officers could hear voices in the timber south of the vehicle. After further instructions, a male and female suspect walked through the timber and were placed under arrest. The suspects were identified as Caitlin Ozzie and Patrick Egerling, both 18 years old. Both suspects identified 35-year-old Scott Hall as the driver of the vehicle. Egerling told authorities that Hall was his father and that he believed his father was running from the cops because he didn't have a driver's license. After searching the area, officers were unable to locate Scott Hall. Both Ozzie and Egerling were transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail and charged with interference with official acts. Ozzie was also cited for permitting an unauthorized person to drive her vehicle. A warrant was issued for Scott Hall for eluding and driving under suspension. A 79-year-old Clarinda man was injured in a car semi-accident in Clarinda last night. The Iowa State Patrol says Charles Basher was airlifted to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Authorities say Basher was traveling northbound on 8th Street and came to the intersection of 8th and Highway 271 overpass. Basher left the intersection and was struck by a semi driven by 62-year-old Richard Schaefer of Carroll. The Iowa State Patrol says Basher was listed in critical condition. The Cass County Sheriff's Office has granted nearly as many weapons permits during the first half of this year as it did in all of the previous year. To date, the Cass County Sheriff's Office says 598 weapons permits have been granted, compared to 602 in all 12 months of 2010. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren attributes the increase to an increase in public awareness.
With all the talk about the new law and how easy it is for people to apply and get the permit, I just think people are talking about it, the media is all talking about it, and people know that they have the right to, and the sheriff shall grant the permit.
McLaren downplays the idea that the increase is attributed to a change in state law that eased restrictions on issuing of permits to carry a weapon. Previously, a sheriff could deny a permit for any or no reason. McLaren says he's rarely denied a weapons permit. The Ottawa County Board of Supervisors approved several resolutions at their meeting Tuesday. Bennett Blake has the story.
The board approved a resolution for payroll deductions for fiscal year 2012. Board Chair Todd Nelson explains more about this resolution.
It's just routine. If you work for the county and you have an Aflac plan and it's deducted out of your check at payday, that's what we approved. Was it's not reducing their pay, it's their volunteering to have with stuff withheld out of their pay. I think there's a tax advantage to the employee because it's pre-tax dollars that are going into their either life insurance or some retirement plan.
The board also approved a resolution for tourism for the new fiscal year.
We set money in the budget every year for tourism, and we have a resolution that says we support tourism, and that's why we fund it. Without that resolution, I don't know that you can give tourism money.
Other resolutions that the board approved yesterday include a resolution for economic development, resolution conforming with equal employment opportunities, and a resolution for interfund operating transfers. Also at their meeting yesterday, the board adjusted the mileage reimbursement rate from 43 cents per mile to a 47.5 cents per mile. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. Audubon County Engineer Mitch Riddle reports that Highway M66 has reopened for traffic through the county. The highway has been closed for a lane patching project in preparation of Ragbrite. The lane patching continues on portions of the road north of Kimbleton, and lane restrictions are in place in certain areas, but the road is no longer completely closed off. Riddle also says that the Highway N36 project in the northern part of Audubon County has been completed, and J Avenue north of Ross has been closed between 150th and 160th Street. Work on J Avenue began last Wednesday and is expected to continue for another week. And Iowa State University has begun installing water quality monitoring equipment in 16 Iowa lakes to collect data during the 2011-2012 ice-free seasons that will help identify what factors lead up to harmful algal blooms, which is a major water quality impairment for Iowa lakes. Lakes in southwest Iowa that will be part of the monitoring study include Lake Orient in Adair County and Springbrook Lake in Guthrie County. The study is being conducted in cooperation with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Hazard buoys mark the location of the equipment, which is beneath the water surface, and officials are asking the public to not disturb the buoys. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.